Welcome to Turning Pro Solutions and our tips for turning pro. In this broadcast, we're going to talk about a topic that I think is overlooked when individuals are preparing for a job and or moving into a career. And that topic is just understanding the basics of employee benefits and an employee benefit plan. You know, first of all, you know, what are employee benefits? And there's a variety of different types of benefits, but they're really services that employers make available to all of their employees, and it's kind of a perk, and it's a reason why you may want to go work for a prospective company or employer. You know, there are some standard benefits that all employees are offered, and I'll summarize those up front, and then we'll talk a little bit more in detail about each one. But there's medical insurance, there's dental insurance, there's vision care for glasses, there's a benefit called tuition reimbursement, retirement planning is another type of corporate benefit, there's something called a 401k plan. And there's another type of benefit called a stock purchase plan. Again, all of these are ways that employers can differentiate themselves as they go out and try and recruit the best possible employees to come and work for their company. You know, one of the things that I like to share with clients that we work with and individuals who are looking for jobs and new careers, so many times we end up just looking at the wages or the salaries that we're getting paid on a weekly basis or on an hourly basis or on a monthly basis, and that's only a part of the equation, and it's only a part of the compensation package that you're really getting paid. And benefits, employee benefits, pay, you know, play a great role in determining whether or not the career is a good career and whether it's a value to you as an individual. So, you know, a lot of times, again, I think people just get caught up in chasing the nickel and, you know, I want to make $30,000 a year. Well, you know, I guess the question would be, would I rather have $30,000 a year and also have good benefits and medical coverage, or would I rather have $35,000 a year and no benefits? And there's definitely some value to the benefits. So just keep in mind when you're interviewing for a position, don't just look at the salary or the amount that you're going to get paid. Benefits are also important. So let's talk a little bit about medical insurance. So what is it? Medical insurance is really a type of health insurance where the company will assist you in paying for your medical costs and the medical costs of your family members if you become sick while you're working for them. And it's important, especially as a family person with maybe a wife or a husband and some kids, that you have good medical insurance in the event that something happens, you get sick. The bills associated with going to the hospital are very expensive, and just good medical coverage. Employers will want to make sure that they're offering their employees good medical coverage. They may not pay all. They're typically not going to pay all of the medical insurance, but they might have a plan where they'll cover a percentage, and you'll have to pay for the rest. But a percentage and having them cover some of those costs is better than you having to cover them all by yourself. The next type of employee benefit is dental insurance, and it is also considered under the umbrella of health insurance, but it's where a company provides an employee with assistance for certain dental services. So if you lose a tooth, or if you want to get your teeth cleaned, or your kids bring them in twice a year to check for cavities, most employers will offer dental insurance to help cover the costs of those dental procedures. Again, much like medical insurance, they probably won't cover 100% of the bill, but if they're covering a percentage or some of the expense, that's better than you having to come out of your pocket to cover the entire expense associated with dental coverage. Vision care insurance. What is that? Again, it's under the umbrella of health insurance. Not all employers offer it, but it is a health insurance benefit where an employer will offer to help pay for the cost of certain visual wellness and eye care services such as glasses. You know, my son a couple of years ago came to me and said that, "Dad, I'm having trouble reading what's on the board." And I don't wear glasses, but he was able to go to the Vision Care Center, and because we had vision care insurance, we did not have to pay for all of the vision care and the glasses and the contacts. We pay a percentage, and our insurance covers the rest of those expenses. You know, this next employee benefit, I think, is one that goes unutilized more often than not, and I also believe if employers use this correctly, it could be a great recruiting tool for new employees. And it's a benefit called tuition reimbursement. And it's really considered an educational benefit for employees to take courses and college courses and continued education courses outside of work. And typically, employees will be encouraged to take courses outside by what's called an accredited or a certified college. In most instances, the employer will want those classes to be in alignment with their company goals and objectives and the job responsibilities that you have within a company. So if you are with a pharmaceutical company and you want to enroll in some classes, they may want you to take chemical engineering classes, and they'll pay for your tuition. They probably won't pay for you to go to a beauty school. So tuition reimbursement is a benefit that employers pay for enhancing the education and knowledge of their employees, and I think it's a great benefit. It's not typically offered the day you start. Some employers do. Some employers will want you to stay with them for 6 months or a year before you're entitled to tuition reimbursement. But once you go to work for an employer, if they're offering tuition reimbursement, that means you could go, and if you already have a bachelor's degree, your employer may go and offer tuition reimbursement to all the employees, and with that you could go get your master's degree, or you could go get your PhD, or if you have an associate's degree, now you want to go get your bachelor's degree, and you don't have to pay for it. Typically employers might offer, you know, $1,000 a year, $2,000 a year, $5,000 a year for you to enroll in accredited and or certified courses through a college or university, and they will pay for some of those educational expenses. The next type of employee benefit is generally referred to as retirement planning. So what is it? And it's really the process of establishing a retirement income goal and gathering information about sources of income once you retire from work. And it's important that you plan for that, and the information is then used to help determine how much money you think you need to have socked away to to live at a certain lifestyle after you retire. And again, I think the key point is taking a look at the type of lifestyle you want to live after retirement and making sure that you have enough cash flow coming in, maybe on a monthly basis, after you retire to maintain that lifestyle and starting to prepare for that right now. So employers will offer their employees a variety of retirement planning options, and really based on you as an individual. Some folks may want to take some money out of their weekly or monthly paychecks to prepare for retirement, and if you are more conservative, there are ways that you can invest money out of your paycheck in a more conservative manner, maybe in government bonds. If you are more of a or a moderate risk taker, there are strategies where you can take money out of your check for planning for retirement and maybe invest in the stock market. So a variety of benefits and ways that you can prepare for retirement. One of those ways is something called a 401k plan. And the 401k plan is a type of retirement plan available in the United States, and it's actually named after a section of the Internal Revenue Service Code, but it's where an employer sponsors a retirement saving plan, and it allows you to save for retirement, and when you're saving, they're actually taking that money out of your check, let's say on a monthly basis if you get paid monthly, and it allows you to take that money out before taxes. So they're taking the money out of your account, you're not getting taxed on that, they're putting it in a retirement plan called a 401k plan, and essentially, you're saving for your retirement, and Uncle Sam isn't taxing you on that money until it's withdrawn from that retirement plan. Now, keep in mind, if you start putting money into a 401k savings plan and you're not getting taxed on it and you're preparing for retirement, and then 2 or 3 years from now you go in and try and withdraw that money, you're going to get taxed on it, and they're going to tax you and maybe even charge you a penalty for taking it out early and not taking it out after retirement. So a 401k plan is a type of retirement plan where you can take money out of your check, it doesn't get taxed right away, and it only gets taxed and you get taxed on it when you withdraw that money. The last type of employee benefit plan that we're going to talk about is something called a stock purchase plan. And if you're not familiar with stock, you've probably heard of the New York Stock Exchange. And stock really represents ownership in a company. So if you have one share of Microsoft stock, you actually own a very, very small piece of Microsoft. And a lot of times when you go to work for employers, they may be what's called a publicly traded company, so anybody in the general public could buy stock or ownership in their company. And as an incentive for you to come and work for them, they may give you a discount on purchasing stock in that company. So if you go to work for Microsoft and they have a stock purchase plan and the stock is selling to the general public for $100 per share, you may have an opportunity as a part of the stock purchase plan. And it's sometimes referred to as the employee stock purchase plan, to purchase that stock at maybe a 15% discount from the general public. So again, in the scenario of $100 per share, you might be able to purchase that Microsoft stock at 15% less than that, or $85 a share. And you know, participants, again, get that incentive to come and work for a company. It's a benefit where you're able to buy the stock at something less than what everybody else in the general market is able to buy the stock at. So that's a quick overview of a understanding of employee benefits and employee benefit plans. And again, we talked about seven primary types of employee benefits. There's medical insurance, dental insurance, vision care insurance. Those are under the umbrella of health insurance and help kind of subsidize or cover the cost of medical, dental, and eye care. There's also tuition reimbursement, which helps you cover the cost of continuing your education. There's retirement planning, and we also talked about 401k plans, and then there's an employee stock purchase plan. This Tips for Turning Pro broadcast on understanding employee benefits was brought to you by Turning Pro Solutions. To learn more about Turning Pro Solutions, please visit us on the web at www.turningprosolutions.com. Again, www.turningprosolutions.com. Thank you.